Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me, our financial and wealth expert, Stephen LeBroy. He's chief strategist at the LeBroy Insurance Group, LLC, executive director of Millennial Banking Concepts. And today we are going to talk about the difference. We're really going to just talk about whole life insurance. You hear people talking about it all the time. I don't think people really understand it in comparison to term life. We might not even understand term life, but you're going to tell us the difference in this whole life thing, and it's really a great product. So how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. I appreciate you once again. Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you a lot.
Good morning. We're talking about whole life insurance, generational wealth. We're always going to touch on that. And, you know, we are the legacy change today. That's the big tagline here, because we got to start leaving our kids something, you know, besides bills, you know, or nothing.
And you're exactly right. I'm thinking the same thing as well. And our grandkids.
Yes.
But we'll show you how we can also take care of ourselves, too.
Absolutely. I love the whole life product. So first of all, tell us, what is whole life? Tell us, what is term and what is whole life, so we will know the difference.
Okay. Well, I'll just start with term because we're going to get deeper into whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Term is a product. Term insurance is a product that insurance companies have to basically cover your life in case of tragic death.
Mm-hmm.
It is for protection only. There may be other components, but it is for protection for a certain amount of time. The price stays level for a certain term, so to speak. And then after that, the price could increase. Various components to it could allow you to turn it into a permanent life insurance policy. But for the most part, term is what they consider renting.
Ah.
Whole life is what they consider buying.
Wow, that's a difference. Most people have term life, right? So, and when your life is over, it's done, correct?
Yes. You know, term basically gives that protection for your home, for your spouse, for your children, and you're just paying into it in case something happens. You're kind of giving yourself that risk management strategy. Mm-hmm. So that you can protect the things that you've accumulated. And that's pretty much
it.
Once, usually when the term levels out,
yeah,
the 10, 20, or 30 years, people normally drop it because of the expense.
Wow. So does it get more expensive as you go along? Is that what happens?
Well, the majority of term policies are level.
Mm-hmm.
They call it level premium. So if it's a 10-year term, it'll cost the same for 10 years. If it's a 20-year term, it may cost the same for 20 years. But again, as I tell people all the time, you have to look at the insides of your policy, mm-hmm, to make sure that you know all of the different aspects of it. But at that 10-year, 20-year, or 30-year point, then the price usually changes. The insurance company says you're older and they want to recoup quite a bit of the cost that they allowed themselves to absorb.
Mm, okay. Oh, we can say a lot about that, but we won't. Let's talk about whole life insurance. There's whole life, index universal, variable universal, universal life. And like I said, those are some really great products. So let's start with whole life insurance, what it means and what it does.
Okay. Whole life is what a lot of people will call the Cadillac product. You know how we term that Cadillac.
Everything cars.
That Cadillac.
Right, you know, right.
It's one of the oldest products that's been around.
Mm-hmm.
And it essentially is a lifetime product that is a contract between you and the insurance company to save money, to protect your family, and they normally carry a cash value component that grows over time. That cash value is your quote-unquote investment component, mm-hmm, if you will, that will allow you to borrow against or account as well.
I like it. I like it. And you say the Cadillac, because people do say, oh, I'd rather get term life. It's not as expensive. Whole life is more expensive than term life. And so I think that's how sometimes people will choose according to their own budget, right?
Yeah. You know, the thing about it that I continue to say is that we look at situations short and long term.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's based on our monthly expenses. And if you're just considering insurance or life insurance as an end of life product for paying for expenses or covering your assets, then it can seem as though whole life would be something that we don't want to do because we're buying it for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking at it from a strategic perspective and understanding that there's savings that you can accrue compound interest in some of these products, as well as potential dividends in some of these products, then it could be the safer situation to sit your money. It could almost create discipline in terms of a place to put your money.
Wow. Wow. I know that, and correct me if I'm wrong, the policies, those whole life policies, you know, whichever one you choose, that is not a month-to-month thing. I think you pay it all, or you can pay it every 6 months or something like that, right?
Well, you know, the one thing that I always say, Tawanda, is that insurance companies are the other bank. You know, we always consider insurance companies outside of the financial institution,
mm-hmm.
because, again, of the whole death benefit aspect of life insurance. And then, obviously, sometimes the stereotypes that we've brought forth through generations may not give us all of the information that we need. But, you know, insurance companies allow you to almost create the type of life insurance product that you need.
Really?
You can pay for it monthly,
mm-hmm.
quarterly,
okay,
semi-annually, or annually.
Mm-hmm. Is it safe when you talk about investments? And I know what you're going to say. I love the answer. Talk about the safety of insurance. It's not like the stock markets. It's not like your portfolios out here. All of this. So talk about the safety of an insurance product.
Well, you know, the reason why I love strategy is because it takes a lot of thinking. It takes some pulling together components to create what you need as an answer.
Mm-hmm.
What I found is that whole life policies are safe because they're contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other things that we put our money in are risk vehicles.
Right.
But in life insurance products are contracts. So contract law, as we know, whenever we're in a contract, we know that we can go to court on a contract. And we can say, hey, this person breached the terms of this contract.
Right.
So life insurance policies are contracts that if you set them up right in the beginning, they have terms that you can benefit from. And one of the major issues is that it's just one place that you can save your money. Doesn't mean you don't put your money in other places. But if you know that it's going to be there, it's a safe place to put your money. It's a contract.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the benefits. You talked about a little bit of it, but let's talk about, you know, having your own bank, almost being able to withdraw money or get, I don't know the terms, but like payments out of it. It, you know, for people that's retired, they're using that money. So talk about all of the benefits of that policy.
Yeah, one of the things that we find is that today's policies, it's like I tell a lot of my clients, you know, cars have gotten updated, cell phones get updated almost yearly. The issue about policies is that you could include living benefits. One of the benefits that I consider a major benefit is an accelerated death benefit. In case of chronic, critical, or terminal illness, you can pull some of the money out of the policy to help you during that time of need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you can do with the cash value as it accrues in the policy is you can use it for anything that you need to use it for. You want to take a vacation and you want to, that's borrowing money from the policy and put it back in the policy as opposed to using credit debt. You can do that. Either fix your house or pay off debt. You can use money in your policy and you can put that right back in there to be able to use at any time. They don't preclude you or they don't have any particular underwriting that stops you from using money in your policy. If there's cash value available, it's collateral mm-hmm. against a loan that the insurance company will make to you.
That's amazing. Also, in case of a disability, you know, the policy can stay in force. You know, there's some disability, you're out. There's a lot of really great things that go along with whole life. So let's talk about permanent life insurance. What's the difference between whole and permanent, or is it the same thing?
Well, it's actually the same thing. I'm glad you brought that up. The terms can get confusing. Mm-hmm. And again, insurance has been around so long that we pass these terms along from generation to generation. Permanent life insurance is an umbrella term. Mm-hmm. It is the category, if you will, that encompasses whole life, index universal life, variable universal life, and universal life. It just means that it's permanent. Mm-hmm. So if you can just consideration, you can have that policy for your entire lifetime. So permanent just covers that category.
Okay, so explain what universal life is.
Yeah, universal life is part of permanent life. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it creates interest crediting strategies to increase your cash value. Mm. This was a newer product created after whole life. And just as a variable universal life is a product that has a separate investment account. You have to purchase that from agents who have investment license. Index universal life, which is very popular today, grows based on the index. So some of the terms or the words in these products, you can tell where they go based on just reading them. But the index, a lot of those policies grow based on what the stock market
right.
does,
mm-hmm.
but it's not in the stock market, if you will.
So do all of them have the same benefits, or some of them better, some of them, you know, just the whole life? Or are there added benefits as you go universal, index, variable? Are there added benefits to those?
Well, they are, but it's all strategy. It's based on what your goals are.
Okay.
It's based on how you can pay for mm-hmm. them. It's based on where you want it to come out. It's based on what you want to use the money for. Is it for you? Is it for your family,
mm-hmm.
for your kids?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we look at strategy when it comes to you specifically. See, what do you want to do? Do you want to pay off debt? Again, I was going to share with you, you know, the whole idea of like paid up additions. They are a rider on the policy
mm-hmm.
that could benefit you by adding extra money in the policy. Waiver of premiums. Those are situations where eventually you go down the line and you don't want to pay into the policy anymore, because a lot of these policies don't get paid up to age 99.
Whoa, okay.
So you can decide to stop paying it early on if you check the box for waiver of premium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There could be term riders. So that's the irony. You could have a term insurance rider
within the whole
on your whole life within
yeah.
it. That's right. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is. That is.
You just have to think of it. No, the whole life is the base product. Then the term product is inside of it. And that term is still a term. It could be 10 years, 20 years. And it just gives you more coverage, more death benefit. And it affects the numbers in the policy for what you want to accomplish. One that I love to talk about is paid by policy values.
I was just about to ask you that. I love that.
Yeah, that's a provision that if your policy holds that provision, eventually the policy can, what I call, eat on itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it can pay itself through the values that you've accumulated in the policy, and you don't have to put a dime out of your pocket anymore.
It's so many interesting things. And like you said, you know, it depends on if you're a business person, if you want to travel, if you want to pass it on, you know, make it a legacy for your kids. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about how to make those legacies for your kids and your grandkids. Talk about that policy.
Wow. This is something that I'm very, very adamant about. Obviously, hence, you are the legacy chain.
Yes.
So insurance allows for that contract to be put together so that you can pass on monies to your children. You can use it while you're living. So that's one generation. You can pass on money to your children. That's the second generation. And through the use of wills and trusts, which is a whole nother topic.
Yes.
And a lot of lawyers.
But we're going to cover it.
Yeah. They practice wills and trusts. You can then guarantee that your grandchildren will have monies as well by the creation of insurance policies through the proceeds that you leave for your children. So there's a process that takes place that even other cultures may look at by the use of life insurance that it can just pass down and down and down. And guess what, Twanda? Those monies that pass down are passed down tax-free.
Tax-free, that's right. That's right. Tax-free. That's the magic words right there.
Tax-free.
Tax-free.
I mean, most of the things we do every day
is taxed.
Taxed.
That's right.
The tax code in the IRS is 7702. I want people to look that up. It provides for tax-free use and tax-free growth of your money in an insurance policy. One of the only things that does that. So it's very important that we know that this is available.
Yes.
And I'm saying it's just available today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you if it's going to be available 5 years from now. I mean,
we don't know what's going to be put in place by that time.
Right. You know, they're talking about all kinds of things at this time. So I can't tell you, but I know one thing. We better be looking at the establishment of some of these types of products in our portfolio.
Absolutely.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, the economies change on us in a minute.
Great information, a good understanding of the umbrella of whole life insurance. Money mastery, the third principle today, is savings is delayed spending, thus savings. So talk about that money mastery principle.
Yes, this is one that I love because we all told to save money. In fact, we're told when we start working to pay ourselves first. And usually that, you know, includes, hey, I'm going to put the first 10% of my paycheck away in a bank account. Well, savings is nothing more than delayed spending. Think about how much you've saved and what you've done with your savings over time. You know, there's three types of areas of savings that we always talk about. There is lifestyle. So in case you just have to have that pair of Gucci loafers or some type of,
$5,000 shoes.
It could be anything, some impulsive thing that you decide to
do. Impulsive spend,
you know?
Yeah.
And then emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, somebody calls you and you got to go. You got to buy that plane ticket and you got to be there because of some situation that came up in an emergency. Or, you know, you got to make sure you go to the dentist today because you got a toothache that wouldn't stop hurting. And that's an emergency, right?
Yeah. I had one of those to the tune of about $1,200. Yes, sir.
Have that savings.
I had an abscess. And then he had to do whatever he had to do to that. And then he had to go in and fix the tooth. And all told, it was about $1,200.
Wow.
So that was definitely emergency funding.
Yes. And think about it. A lot of us think our credit cards are our emergency savings.
Mm-mm.
And understand that credit card is buying money.
Yeah.
It's not borrowing money. You're buying money because you got to pay interest on that
card. Exactly. Still got to pay it back plus the interest. So, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and our third piece of savings is long-term savings.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you're saving for retirement. If you're 22 and you say, I'm not going to touch this money till I'm 65, you still delay spending.
Because you're still going to spend it. Right.
Mm-hmm. You're going to spend it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just the logic of it all. And once you really embrace that, you don't understand that savings is like a budget. It's not a part of a budget. It's a part of delayed spending. And if you can capsule your spending month to month,
mm-hmm.
year to year, decade to decade, then you'll be able to control how you manage your money. So that's our principle for today. It's savings is delayed spending.
Because you're going to spend it. You know, a lot of people hate that word budget. And so don't say it, you know. But when you save something, you're going to spend it at some point. And whether that is even leaving it to your kids in a trust or a will, it's going to get spent, you know. So this was just wonderful information on whole life insurance. Tell people where they can reach out to you, how they can get more information.
I appreciate you. You can always find me on LaBroiInsuranceGroup.com. That's LaBroi, insurancegroup.com. Or if you're a millennial, find me on MillennialBankingConcept.org. That's our nonprofit, MillennialBankingConcept.org. The number is 202-544-6226. We certainly are on all social media as well. And we appreciate you allowing us to come on Sunday mornings, Twanda.
You know what, LaBroi, next month we're going to be talking about the millennial banking concept. So get ready. We want everybody to listen up. It's so important. And you're going to be amazed by this concept. It's been done. Other cultures have been doing it for a long time. We're catching up, right?
That's right. And I'm going to keep beating the drum.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
drum that we beat to make sure that we understand it. I talk to millennials every day,
mm-hmm.
and some are really gravitating to it because the world is a confusing place to a young person.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Definitely. I got two millennials, so I know. All right. Stephen LaBroi. Thank you so much for joining us, Chief Strategist of the LaBroi Insurance Group. You can go to LaBroiInsuranceGroup.com for more information. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.